views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to release your stress and feel better quickly and easily? Do you want to let go of the anxiety, the worry, fears, depression, anger, guilt, shame, and even physical pain that interferes with your daily happiness? Do you want to be able to relax more, be more confident, enjoy more peace and emotional freedom in your life? Do you want to be more successful or have better relationships at home, work, or socially? If so, then it's time to listen to Stress Buster Radio. Here we go with your host, Dave Dodge.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. Hi to you all out there. I hope you're all having a... This is Stress Buster Radio. I'm Dave Dodge, your host. And hope you're all having a nice afternoon. I'm actually on the East Coast, so I happen to be sitting in my apartment right now, looking out into a blizzard of rather major proportions. The latest forecast saying that we're going to get about 2 feet of snow. Isn't that exciting? Anyway, we're going to be talking today about how your thoughts equal your reality. I kind of wish I could change my thoughts to change my snowbound reality at this point, but it's actually, there's positive aspects to it. So this is a really big topic, your thoughts equaling your reality, and it feeds off into many different areas, a few of which we're going to be exploring today, but it's a very big issue. So if you're not liking your reality right now, it's because you have some thoughts and beliefs that are directing you the wrong way. And we're going to be talking about how we get our pattern of thoughts and beliefs and how we can change them so we can more live the lives that we want. Anyway, cognitive behavioral therapy has been the accepted form of therapy in psychology since the 70s, and the cognitive behavioral therapy equation for behavior, which I particularly like actually, is that our thoughts and beliefs start becoming a system. The more we think a particular thought, the more we believe that thought, the more it develops that belief system. And so the more ingrained it gets, the more we think about it. Anyway, so our thoughts, the equation is our thoughts and beliefs equal our feelings, which equal our behaviors, okay? And now it's being discovered that actually our perception changes that equation to our thoughts, beliefs equal our perception, which equals our feelings and our behaviors. All of our positive thoughts and beliefs come from positive life experiences and result in positive feelings, positive behaviors, and more positive life experiences. And our negative thoughts do the same thing in the opposite direction. All of our negative thoughts and beliefs come from our negative life experiences and result in negative feelings, negative behaviors, and more negative life experiences, because we're just continuing those negative beliefs. So whatever kind of experiences you have, especially in your earlier life, it all greatly impacts and slants our thoughts and beliefs, feelings, and behaviors one way or the other. Therefore, your thoughts, beliefs, the thoughts, beliefs we develop become our perception of life and our reality. So a quote from Douglas Adams of quantum physics: everything you see or hear or experience in any way at all is specific to you. You create a universe by perceiving it. So everything in the universe you perceive is specific to you. Wow. Talk about being in the eye of the beholder. It's also very important to point out that all of our negative thoughts and beliefs come from trauma, okay, come from those earlier negative life experiences, especially in our younger life, which are those adverse childhood experiences that I talk about every show, because they're so important to our reality, the more negative childhood life experiences we have, adverse life experiences, as being proven in the study of the adverse childhood experiences, the ACEs study, the more negative experiences we have back then, the more negative we're thinking and believing and feeling and behaving now. And we're going to be talking about that more next show, more specifically, because I keep bringing it up in a very generalized manner, but I'm going to get way more specific about it so that you get exactly the idea of what it's all about. I also want you to know that we're having high winds here, and so if you hear anything in the background, that's going to be high winds or snowplow, but all is well. And So talking about stress being in the eye of the beholder, as I talked about in my first show way back 4 or 5 months ago, perception is also is in the eye of the beholder. All those negative childhood experiences that we have add up over time. And I just want to, I'm going to actually tell you a bit about my story of something that has impacted my whole life and started off not being true at all. It came from actually the opposite of what I was believing and beating myself up for most of my life. When I was in the sixth grade, my parents, my mother and my stepfather, were told that I was going into honors in the seventh grade. All of my parents, even my real father, were very emotionally immature. So my stepfather, we didn't have a good relationship at that point anyway, and it just seemed to send him over the edge that I got into honors, because talking about the half-brothers were in much older. They were in vocational training in high school at the time. My older brother, a couple of years older, real brother, he was in college prep. And so me going into honors kind of sent my stepfather over the edge. And so he found a way to call me stupid at least five times a day, one way or the other, either by insinuation directly or condescension, blah, blah, blah. My mother, interesting enough, was valedictorian of her country one school, one room schoolhouse, where she grew up, and she was the smartest in her class. So at one point she said to me after I got into honors, "You can be smart, but don't be smarter than me." And she said it with kind of a chuckle, but it wasn't a chuckle. You could tell by the body language, and it stuck with me for a long time after that. My real father was and is a Jehovah Witness, and said that if I used my intelligence, I would be going against God. Oh my goodness. Talk about something, crazy thing there. And what I've learned since is that all Jehovah Witnesses do not believe in that at all. It's not one of their doctrines at all. Anyway, so I got nailed by each one of my authority figures when I was younger, not to use my intelligence. So I went into the seventh grade, but didn't do as well as I could have, didn't feel like I was supposed to excel. Kept doing worse and worse as the years went by. In 10th grade, I tried to make a comeback and did to a certain degree, but it just didn't stick. And when I got into 12th grade, my guidance counselor told me that I'd be lucky if I got into some kind of trade school. I applied to the college I wanted, Northeastern University. I wanted to be a criminologist, and I got rejected. So I went to a local community college for a year, and I proved that I could do the college work. And next year, I got accepted into Northeastern. But when I got there, it was kind of overwhelming, and I realized that I didn't want to get into criminology anyway. So I dropped out of school, and I didn't go back for some time. It actually took me a number of years later to go to the next two steps of my college career. It took me 20 years and four colleges to get my bachelor's degree. But by then, in my early 40s, I knew what I wanted to do, and I graduated my fourth college with summa cum laude honors, and I got into Who's Who in the American College Universities. I got accepted into Columbia University's Advanced Standing Clinical Social Work Program, being one of 30 students to be accepted out of 800. So you would think that that would be enough for me to convince me that I wasn't stupid. However, I didn't go to my my Columbia graduation. I didn't let myself acknowledge what I did. 2 years later, at 43, I went to the Columbia bookstore, bought one of those tassels that go on a graduation cap, and I put it on the rearview mirror in my car. And to this day, I still limit myself regarding my intelligence. I don't read as much as I could or should by any stretch. So we all have our individual realities, and this belief system that I had for decades afterwards still affected me a little bit today, is all comes from a total non-truth. I got into honors, and so I was convinced I was stupid. I was kind of brainwashed into being stupid. I felt stupid, beat myself up for years for being stupid, and not, and blah, 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 okay? So we all have our individual realities. They all get formed by our earlier childhood experiences, and if those experiences were positive, then they help us to feel good and do good in the world. If those experiences were negative, then they reinforce our negative feelings and behaviors in the world. We're going to be going to break in a few minutes, seconds here. And so I just wanted to, I want to refer you to my website, stressbusterradio.com. All the handouts for all the information you're going to hear about today are going to be on there. Just press on the information handouts. Go down to number 5, your thoughts equal your reality. Click on that and then scroll down on that page and you'll see all the handouts that I'm going to be talking about today. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the specifics about how we know that your thoughts equal reality. And so I will be talking to you in a few minutes. Take a break. Go to my website, get a drink, whatever you need to do. Talk to you in a few seconds.
Want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit stressbusterradio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit stressbusterradio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Okay, welcome back to Stress Buster Radio. Dave Dodge here, being your host today and every day. We're going to be talking about some of the specifics about how we know that your thoughts equal your reality. Actually, there is a new science, or a relatively new science, out there that most people probably heard of. Some may not have. It's called quantum physics. Actually, started coming about when Einstein was kind of on his way out, and Einstein knew of it coming in and was very excited about it, wished that he could be a part of it because it was so so right on. Anyway, quantum physics is proving that our thoughts become things. Okay, energetically wise and in the universe and sci-fi stuff, but it's our thoughts. The more we think about something, the more it becomes a reality. And so if we think of something positive, that could be a reality. Think of something negative, it's going to be a reality. And even if we think of something positive but we don't believe it can be a reality, then it's not going to happen. That's kind of the law of attraction that we're probably going to be talking about at some show down the road. So our quantum physics is proving that our thoughts become things. And according to the observer effect in quantum physics, it's also been proven that our perception from our thoughts and beliefs change the way we perceive reality. Dr. Bruce Lipton was a cellular biologist back in the 70s and 80s working at the University of Wisconsin. Then going to Stanford University, he was teaching medical students about cellular biology. And at that time, he made some very important discoveries about genes and about beliefs and all that kind of stuff. He wrote a couple of books, one book called The Biology of Belief, bestseller, a number of years ago, but still very popular, highly recommended. It's where he takes you through the reasoning of why it's your beliefs that change your biology and not your genes. He was 20 years ahead of his time in relation to all these discoveries. And in the 90s, as I said in a couple of shows ago, there was the Human Genome Project, which was a project created by scientists and medical people in order to prove that genes were everything. They controlled life in every form, We wanted to find out more about them so they could control the genes and actually make up drugs to manipulate the genes and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it proved not one of the hypotheses about what was thought to be true about genes came true. But what it did prove was that it was the environment of the gene that actually controlled the genes and not the gene itself. So it's the environment of the gene that controls life, not the gene itself. This actually, this new discovery created the current field of epigenetics, which Dr. Lipton is very excited about and focused on and teaching about. Epigenetics is all about environmental signals selecting and controlling gene expression, but it is not the genes that control your life. So the environmental signals are what you said at one point, that one gene can be have 40,000 variations depending on what the environment of that gene is. And it can go one of 40,000 different ways. So that's pretty intense. This stuff is pretty cool, very intense stuff. So it's about how your beliefs and your perceptions actually control your life. And your beliefs and your perceptions are going to be created by your environments. So it's your environments that cause your dysfunctional emotional, behavioral, physical issues, not your genes. Your genes don't cause disease, your beliefs do. Wow, can you believe that one? That was a big one. And that's going to be hard for a lot of people to take. That's almost like trying to blame the victim for their negative thoughts. But it's not about that. It's about taking responsibility, actually, and being able, the more we're aware of this, the more we're going to be able to control it and not get those illnesses and diseases. And it's also your individual perception of your environment that causes illness and disease. So, for example, the placebo effect. Most people have heard about the placebo effect. It's kind of a condition that works. It's a phenomenon, actually, that works when a certain amount of people are given a placebo or a sugar pill or being told that they're being given some treatment but actually not given that treatment, but they get better anyway. And they get better anyway because of their belief system that that sugar, that that pill or that treatment is going to make them better. And that's what gets them better is their belief system. And a book actually called The Placebo Effect, and I forgot the author at this point, but actually a very large book. So if anybody wants to find out more about it, just look on Amazon.com for The Placebo Effect. So less than 1% of all diseases are connected to genetics. Pretty spectacular, huh? So since genes don't control your life, you're not stuck with your so-called flawed genes, and you don't have to live with them for the rest of your life and deal with them for the rest of your life because there is no such thing as flawed genes. It's about the environment. So it's about you changing your environment. Stress is the biggest cause of illness and disease. 80 to 90% of all physician office visits are for stress-related ailments. Again, in my handout section on my website, stressbusterradio.com, Dr. Lipton talks about his findings. In his second video, Dr. Lipton talks about some epigenetic studies and how our environment and our beliefs and perceptions cause illness and disease. And one of the examples he poses is that of breast cancer. And poses the question, how many women have been programmed to believe that they can expect to have cancer in their lives? Just possessing the gene for breast cancer itself causes people to believe that they're going to get it. All genes are associated with the disease, but do not cause the disease. 50% of women with breast cancer gene get cancer. The fear introduced by the possibility that you may get cancer does more to cause the cancer than any genes. As the placebo effect is the positive belief that you can heal, so can negative beliefs can cause you to die, to kill yourself. Wow. Lifestyle, beliefs, emotions are tightly locked into the expression of the cancer and is the primary driver of the cancer. There's also a new form of medicine, if that's the correct way to say it. It's called the new German medicine, having a lot of trouble coming to the forefront, been around for a number of decades, but a lot of problems. Anyway, not that we're going to go into it totally here, but that's going to be saved for another show also. The main premise of this discovery, though, is that all illness and disease is caused by psychological conflict. And when the psychological conflict is resolved, the illness or disease will go away. Every cancer, every related disease, every illness disease starts as a serious, acute, dramatic, and traumatic shock experience. The more intense the illness, the more intense the shock experience. It manifests simultaneously on three levels, the psyche, the brain, and the organ that receives the anyway, it's too complicated to continue about talking about it here. But again, you can go to my website and download some handouts, get some more information on this if you care at all. Go to stressbusterradio.com, information handouts, blah, blah, blah. So positive thoughts, beliefs send positive, healthy chemicals to the body to heal the body. Negative thoughts, beliefs send negative, unhealthy, toxic chemicals to the body. So these negative thoughts and beliefs are what's causing our illness and disease, because they're sending negative, unhealthy, toxic chemicals to the body. Can we change our thoughts and beliefs so we can change our lives for the better? Yes, a resounding yes, we can. You are the one that can control your environment, and you can change your environment. If you change your thoughts, you actually change your biology. These changes in the mind lead to chemical changes in the blood, which ultimately controls our genetics. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Very cool, though. It's sci-fi, but very cool that they're finding all this stuff out. Lifestyle, which means your environment, can profoundly be affected by genes. Recently, there was a prostate cancer experiment. The control group changed their diet to a much more healthy diet, stress reduction taught, stress reduction techniques, and meditation being one of those. From this experience, 500 genes changed just by changing lifestyle, and most of the genes that changed had to do with the prostate cancer. That's amazing. So you can change your life by changing your thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. To do this, you have to release those negative thoughts and release those negative thoughts and beliefs creating the negative problems in your life. Any one of the alternative cutting-edge therapeutic methods I use in my therapy practice and have been teaching you on radio shows for the last 4 or 5 months, release the traumatic memories that are causing your negative beliefs, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative behaviors, making your life better every time you do it. On my next show, I'm going to be talking more specifically about how the methods I use actually release and resolve your negative traumatic life experiences. We're also going to be talking about our, you know, big trauma, little trauma, the adverse childhood experiences, how they get involved, and how these traumas get stuck in the deeper part of our brain, not reachable by talk therapy at all. So you need some kind of special methods to be able to get in there, and I actually know a lot of those methods. And we're going to teach you how to reprogram your subconscious mind. We're going to teach you a little bit about the unconscious and the unconscious. Okay, we're going to be going on break. When we come back, we're going to have this little experience that's going to kind of show you how you're going to be able to change your thoughts and your feelings on a dime. Okay, so we will be back in a few minutes. And so when we come back, go to my website, get something to eat, whatever you want to do, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
At a crossroads in your life in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action and discover your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8 8541. It's 951-313-8541.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Okay, welcome back to StressBusterRadio.com. No, StressBuster Radio Show with your host, Dave Dodge. And now we're going to have a little bit of fun. Okay, we're going to do some experiential stuff. I want you to realize how easy it is to be able to change your thoughts and change your feelings. So there's this emotional scale. Again, it's one of the handouts, and you can go to StressBusterRadio.com, information handouts, click on it, go to that number five show, and scroll down. You'll see the emotional scale. And this is actually particularly interesting because it lists the a lot of the emotions in chronological order, okay, from real positive, very healthy, very light, to all the way down to heavy, more despair, powerlessness, hopelessness, depression, that kind of stuff. It's kind of interesting because we have the chance to experience any and all of these emotions, and if we're okay, so there's 22 of them listed all together, and the lower we are, the more we have to work to release our negative emotional experience, our negative experiences that cause that negative emotional stuff to be going on. The reason why you're experiencing that low negative emotional stuff is because you probably had a lot of negative childhood experiences that I have not been released yet. The more that you release, the higher you're going to go on this scale, and the better you're going to feel. How do I know this? Because I kind of lived it. Not kind of lived it. I did live it, and I didn't know about the scale at the time, but I certainly knew that I was feeling better and better. The more that I learned about these methods, the more I used these methods on myself, and hundreds of clients have also benefited from the methods. Anyway, okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to name one of these feelings, and then you're going to let yourself experience the feeling, okay? And just by thinking about it, we're going to experience it. So what I want you to do is I want you to get really comfortable, relaxed. If you're driving, you might be able to do this, but I'd prefer that you wait until you stop driving, come back, because it's really, it can be distracting if you get into it. So, all right, so let yourself get real quiet. And so I want you to think about love. And so some people are going to have an easier time with this than others, and some people are going to say, no, I can't feel love, whatever, because they're so closed down. They got so many negative life experiences that they're working off of here. And, if you ever had you know, a brother, sister, friend, mother, father, doesn't have to be any of those, can be a pet, a dog, a cat, an experience that you have that you can connect to and that you loved, what you do perhaps that you love. You're going to find love there somewhere. So what I would like you to do is just focus on that love, however best you can. And I want you to kind of think about the fear, the thought of love, which is helping you to feel that love, yes? And some, again, are going to feel that love more than others. There's going to be some more interference with some than others. But I want you to, as you're focusing on that love, I want you to feel where it is in your body. And I want you to just allow yourself to feel where it is in your body. When you go back and you do this on your own, I want you to work on expanding this feeling in your body, if you can do that, however much you can do that, to practice. This is a great meditation unto itself. Just to practice thinking of love, connecting with something or someone that you love, and just letting yourself experience that and expanding that feeling in your body as much as you possibly can. The more you do this meditation, the more you're going to be able to develop that, and the more you're going to be, the quicker you're going to be able to come back to this feeling on a regular basis. Okay. So I'm sorry to pull you out of this, but I want you to, it's not fully pulled out yet. I want you to think of peace. So I want you to notice the difference in the feeling. But just again, just the fact that you are thinking of peace initiates your feeling peace. And again, some are going to be able to feel it more thoroughly than others because of the negative resistance in the way. But again, this is something you can practice. So that peace, if you're thinking, feeling peace, where is it in your body? And again, the more you think of it, the more you can expand it in your body, the more you focus on it. But things are going to pull you away from this in real life. And so it's about the practice of coming back and continuing to do it. The more you do it, it's going to be like meditation. The more you do it, the more peaceful you're going to get. The more of the love you bring in, the more love you're going to feel and come from a different perspective to others and yourself as well. Okay, so what I want you to do now is I want you to experience, feel, think. Think about happiness. Think about a time, even if it was just a joke on TV or any kind of time. Could be when you were a kid, could be when you're any situation. Think of a situation that made you happy, even if it was for a couple of seconds. And think about that and focus on that. Let the feelings come in. And again, different strokes, different folks. But if you can feel it in your body, located in your body. And again, when you come back to this on your own, you're going to expand that feeling in your body as much as you can. Okay. So now we're going to do something a little different. I want to show you the contrast. I want you to think of anger. Anything that you're angry about. Now, in the past, something that's coming up in the future, doesn't matter. What are you angry about? Notice how the feeling kind of totally shifts, totally changes. Totally goes from a more light, peaceful kind of feeling to a much heavier, feeling. Think about, we don't want you to stay there, so I want you to think about fear and what that does to your body, how that contracts your energy versus expands your energy, like the other ones in the beginning did. The ones in the beginning expanded our energy, made us feel lighter, better. The anger and the fear are making us feeling more disjointed for sure, heavier, more out of whack. Okay, so we got a couple of minutes before the next break, so I'm going to pull you out of this these negative feelings. I want you to go back to love or peace or happiness, whatever one you connected with most. I want you to go back to that, and I want you to see how those negative feelings are going to go away. May take a few seconds, may take a few minutes, but negative feelings are going to go away and going to be replaced by that love or peace or happiness, whatever you choose. And as you're doing that, I want to remind you that our positive thoughts send positive, healthy chemicals to the body to heal the body. Negative thoughts, as you just experienced, send negative, unhealthy, toxic chemicals to the body. Where would you rather be? You have a choice. You can change your environment. You can change your reality. This is how you can do it. It's going to take some time to do it, but you can do it. So we're going to go on break, and you can continue doing this for sure during the break. You can go to my website, stressbusterradio.com, download the information handouts in relation to this emotional scale so you can play some more after the show, or you can come back and do it again with the show. When we come back, we're going to do a little parts therapy, and we're going to learn how to take care of our wounded child. Okay? So, continue to do that love, that happiness, that peace. Get to feeling better. And I'll see you in a few minutes. Take care.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
So here we go. Welcome back to the Stress Buster Radio Show. I'm Dave Dodge. We're talking about being able to change our thoughts, which changes our feelings and changes our behaviors. And we just had a little experience doing that. Again, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it and the better you're going to feel. So that was kind of one method of the month. That's going to be really good for you. And the other one is going to be about parts therapy and loving your wounded child and healing your wounded child through loving your wounded child, or taking care of your wounded child if you don't want to put it in terms of loving your wounded child. And I'm saying wounded child like everybody knows what I'm talking about. Wounded child is the one, is that part of us that got screwed up when we were a kid. All those negative life experiences that kid has still holding on to, that's the negative part of us, the wounded child, and actually so negative that we push that part away, and so we kind of abandon that part, also not meaning to, but we don't want to deal with the negativity that wounded child is holding on to, so we don't want to deal with that, those feelings. But I'm going to show you a nice, easy way to be able to take care of that part over time. And the more you take care of that part, the more that part's going to just be, you know, feed you also. That wounded child is all of our insecurities, all of our fears, all of our mistrust, feeling unsafe, feeling incompetent, whatever it is kind of thing. And it's very important to love ourselves. So I'm going to show you that in a few seconds. I just want to tell you a little bit what parts therapy is. Parts therapy is based on the concept that our personality is composed of a number of various parts. Our personality parts are aspects of the unconscious, each with their respective jobs or functions of the inner mind. In other words, we tend to wear many different hats as we walk through the path of life. And so the parts that are very, very effective because you nobody's going to take care of you the way you're going to be able to take care of that wounded child, because you're the only one who knows exactly what that wounded child needs, and you're the only one who knows exactly how much of each thing it's going to need. So you're going to be able to answer your own questions by working with this wounded child. So again, I want you to get quiet. Want you to just think about your wounded child. Think about that part of you that got hurt when you were a kid. The negative life experiences that came into that kid's life. A lot of people are going to be able to actually develop an image of that child at whatever particular age that child is. Some people are not going to develop an image, but I'm going to say they're going to be able to feel that wounded child. A lot of people don't see things, visualize things, but if they don't visualize, they can usually feel. So however you're going to get in touch with your wounded child, let your wounded child come so that you can see your wounded child. Let your wounded child come in front of you. And it's going to be easier for some people than others. Some people are going to say, what? I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not going to do this. It's not about schizophrenic. This part is actually the one that's acting out. So all of your negative behaviors, all your dysfunctional thoughts, feelings, behaviors are coming from this child. And it's not that he or she is wanting to do that. That's just that he or she is just left alone to their own devices. Nobody's taking care of that kid. And that kid is desperately trying to reach out and be taken care of by anybody or anything outside externally, but not we're not looking inside. And, but nobody, no thing outside is going to be able to take care of this child. The only one that can take care of this child is you. So it's going to be your adult self that's going to take care of this child. And so if you're having a hard time getting in touch with this child, it might be that this wounded child is such a big part of you that your adult self is not feeling able to take care of him right now, him or her right now. And that's okay too. It's just that it would be good for you to work on that first exercise we gave about the love, about the happiness, about just letting that stuff in. Those who see the wounded child or can feel the wounded child, think about yourself and are you a good mother, a good father, a good brother, a good friend? And so if you are any of those, you're going to be able to have the ability to be a good mother, father, friend, whatever, to this wounded child. So whether you're seeing the wounded child or feeling the wounded child, ask that wounded child, look at that wounded child. Is he or she really sad? Do they need to cry? Are they really angry? Do they need to express their anger? And if they do, I want you to just allow them to cry like a baby or be as angry as they need to be in your mind. And they, even in your mind, you can yell and scream and throw things and all that kind of stuff, whatever they need to do, so they can let that out first. And not everybody's going to have those wounded children that want to do that. So if your wounded child is one of those that needs to do that, let yourself do that right now with them. And I'm going to move on to other people who have different things going on with their wounded child. So connect with your wounded child in the sense of knowing that they're there, seeing them, being aware of them. Ask them what they need. And they're going to answer you either verbally, telepathically, feeling-wise. They're going to connect with you. And they're going to tell you. So some people, they need more love. They need more attention. They need somebody to talk to. They need to be heard. They need to connect with somebody. They need a companion. They need to feel safe, whatever it is. Make a list of those things that wounded child is going to be expressing to you what they need. And keep asking them if there's anything else until it gets to the point where you have a list of maybe 3, 4, or 5 things, whatever. When you have the list, then you're going to ask yourself, well, who can give that wounded child those things? And your answer is going to be you. You're the only one that can give them. You're the only one that knows how much they need, what they need, all that kind of stuff. So you're going to connect and create a bond with that wounded child. And you're going to go through that list. And you're going to be doing this on your own mostly because I'm already being told that the show's coming to an end. But go through that list, and I want you to give them the love however they need the love. Give them the attention however they need the attention. To give them the safety however they need to get the safety. You're going to be able to figure all that out. And I know this is a new experience, and I know it sounds complicated and all that kind of stuff. If you let yourself relax and do it, you're going to be able to heal your wounded child over time. So it's going to be about not just this one time. It's going to be about reconnecting with that child over time. If you could do it once a day, 5 to 10 minutes, that would be great. And you're going to continue to heal them whatever they need. You're going to continue to feed them whatever they need. And you've got everything that they need. So it's going to be totally up to you. Okay. So I'm being given the final warning. And I'm hoping that you enjoy today's show and hope that you visit stressbusterradio.com, get your handouts, get your information, learn how to connect with your good emotions more, and learning how to love your wounded child. Okay? Take care, and I'll see you next show.
You've been listening to Stress Buster Radio with host Dave Dodge. We hope this hour has helped you gain some insight into how you can release your stress so you can be more relaxed and have more confidence, happiness, peace, emotional freedom, and success in your life. If you want to learn more about Dave and his private sessions to help you release your stress, visit acceleratedhealingsolutions.com. And tune in every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Stress Buster Radio on the Transformation Network.